Good morning, beautiful souls. I hope everyone is doing great out there today. I wanted to do a quick video to just see what the overall energy is today. So, if you're listening to this and you are on a spiritual awakening journey, if you are a soulmate or a twin flame, if you are in tune with things in the universe on a spiritual level, then, continue listening. I hope these messages resonate with you. I've just been feeling the energy as very intense. I know it is a very fiery energy. We're in a fire sign right now. I am no astrological whiz by any means, but I do feel energy. So I am feeling very, intense energy, which makes me very exhausted. After a certain amount of time, it feels like I burn out from whatever this energy is that I'm feeling. And so, I'll start the day off really enthused and energized, and everything's great. And then by midday, I'm like, okay, I'm exhausted. My spirit, my body, my mind, everything has just gone downhill, and I want a nap. So I don't know if anybody else out there is feeling the same way. So, if that's what this, portal or solstice, whatever this is bringing. I hope it doesn't last for too long because I do like the bursts of energy throughout the day and the intensity, but then it's kind of like you crash and that's never fun. So I'm gonna pull some cards from my Rider-Waite deck, and I just want to ask spirit, the universe, angels, whoever's around us, what is the energy for today? What do we have to look forward to today? I'm going to do a quick shuffle just to clear out any energy from my cards. Guys, one more shuffle. I want to get the energy going in these cards as well. So, right, spirit and universe, what is the overall energy forecast for today? What do we have to look forward to? What can we expect? What can you make of these energies? Knight of Pentacles. Ooh, okay. Four of Pentacles. I'm going to pull two more cards if they'll come out. So if they tell me no, we said what we said, then I'll just go ahead and feel the energy from these two cards. So Knight of Pentacles is a slow moving energy. It's a slow moving knight. It's all about patience with this one. So let's see. Okay, so we also have the Two of Wands. Wands, of course, is a fire energy or fire sign. And we have the Knight of Cups. So, Knight of Pentacles is a slow-moving energy, like I said. So, it's all about patience with the Knight of Pentacles. It's moving, but it's not moving at a very fast pace. The Four of Pentacles is all about holding onto something too tightly. So, that could be your money, it could be a person, it could be something that you're holding onto too tightly. It could be maybe greed, it could also be, wanting to keep something for yourself. The Two of Wands is, future plans, future planning. So something in the horizon has caught your attention, and you're just kind of looking out to see what is on the horizon that you've either been manifesting or that you're waiting, to come back to you in some kind of way. And the Knight of Cups, that's an emotional energy. So that could mean, waiting on an offer, either an offer of love or any offer, really. But cups is usually associated with emotions. So I think the energy for today is going to be such that it's someone is trying to move on from something, with the Knight of Pentacles, but they're not moving at a very fast pace. They're still holding on to a situation or to some sort of financial endeavor a little too tightly. So they have future plans of what they foresee, what they want to manifest, what they're looking forward to. And, you know, they want to move forward and make that offer, whether it be to move on to a new career, to a new person, to a new situation. But they're moving very slowly about whatever endeavor they have. So today's energy could feel a little stagnant. It could feel a little like, okay, can we get the show on the road? I'm feeling some impatience from this card. Like, the person on the other side of this reading or this energy is, they're ready to take a leap, but either someone or something is holding on to them a little too tightly, or they're holding on to a situation or to something a little too tightly. So there's some sort of stagnation. There's some sort of foot dragging in this energy to where the individual is not able to, you know, manifest as quickly as they would like to. And I think the energy overall is just one of, you know, have patience. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. So let's see if there's any messages from Spirit about this energy. Any advice? What advice can we take away from this type of energy for today? Queen of Wands. Queen of Wands is fire. So it's a very fiery, passionate energy. Things are going to move when we tell you that they're going to move. But the Queen of Wands is like, no, I make my own decisions. I make my own moves. I don't need anyone to tell me anything. So I think the advice is make your moves. Don't let anything or anyone hold you back. We also got King of Pentacles that just fell out as I was going to put the deck back. King of Pentacles is a very hardworking person. This is a person that is stable, that is grounded, that is mature in a lot of different ways. So the advice is be that Queen of Wands and take matters into your own hands. Take some action, you know, but be aware of what you're doing and do it in a very smart way. And then the King of Pentacles is telling you, you know, go for it. You know, you have all the tools, you have the knowledge, but we just want you to put some action behind those words and those plans. So you could be planning everything out, you know, just fine, but we want you to put that action behind it now. So the universe is saying, go for it, start moving forward. Don't let anything or anyone hold you back. You know, this dragging of the foot energy is circumstances maybe outside of your control, but they're telling you take back control, take that action, move forward, you know, with your decisions, with your plans, and manifest what you need to manifest. And I feel like the universe will, you know, follow your lead. Once they see that you're taking action, they're going to clear the path of any obstacles or any fears that you may be experiencing into taking that leap of faith into your next endeavor, whether that be a new job, a new relationship, whatever the case is. So they're telling you, you know, put some fire and some action behind all that planning. So I hope this helps, guys. I hope this resonates. I hope this can bring a little bit of peace of mind to whoever is out there that may be feeling a very stagnant energy, maybe feeling like they are being, you know, held underwater, so to speak. So universe is saying, go for it. Don't drag your feet. Put that fire of energy into your plan and put it into motion. So until the next reading, you guys, take care.